We're on the telephone with Pete McClimate, who is Vice President of Legislative Affairs for Nebraska Cattlemen. Pete, we had an announcement today that a new coalition of farm organizations in the state is coming together to form a group called We Support Agriculture, of which Nebraska Cattlemen will be a member of that. Tell us what the purpose is here.
Ken, for all of your listeners out there and for people that are well aware in agriculture of the efforts by extreme animal rights activism, we as a group, We Support Ag, have been talking about this since October, and our individual associations have been looking at this issue for over a decade. We Support Ag is made up of five Nebraska groups. They consist of the Nebraska State Dairy Association, the Nebraska Pork Producers, the Nebraska Poultry Industries, Nebraska Farm Bureau, and Nebraska Cattlemen. So our efforts are to be proactive and defend our producers and ultimately our state from the extreme animal rights groups from making negative changes in how we do business in Nebraska.
Now, just to kind of update us on what's happening along that line, I know there's been some concern that HSUS might try a ballot initiative in Nebraska, maybe in 2012. Is there anything new on that?
No, we don't have any indication of anything formal or announced yet in terms of a ballot initiative process, but that's what our effort is to make sure people in the state know of what the threat is and to be prepared for it. So there's been no announcement. We know nothing of what they're going to do, but our whole mission is to reinforce the importance of agriculture, not only to ag groups and service groups in our state, but really to the general population. And that's the issue that I think all of us in agriculture need to be mindful of, is to be good neighbors and tell our folks, our local chamber of commerce, our local service groups, of the value of agriculture, and get out there and sell ourselves, because we all know food doesn't come from the grocery store. It comes from the families of the farmers and ranchers that produce it on a daily basis.
What kind of things will you be doing specifically? Are we talking about advertising campaigns or public relations campaigns?
Essentially, what we're doing in the beginning is just getting out and talking to people with the state fair coming up. Obviously, we're going to reinforce our message there. We are going to have a website that we will have up and running here in the beginning of August. And so with that in mind, our mission is just to get out and educate people. So right now, we're just a group that's out there informing people of the value of agriculture, the value of livestock, the value of what it means to our state, and to have them fully educated as much as possible on what animal rights groups are doing out there, and have them not accept those messages, but find out more from us how we do things in agriculture.
Pete, if HSUS were to come into the state with a campaign, I know in other states it's taken a lot of dollars to try to fight those kind of efforts. Is fundraising a part of what you're doing?
Absolutely. To operate, obviously, we're not here to make money. We're here to educate people and make them aware of this issue. And so we're out there talking to groups and businesses and individuals that would have a similar interest in promoting our vision and mission. So, yes, absolutely, we're doing that. And probably the biggest thing that gives us an ability to go out there and resonate with people on this issue is that Governor Dave Heineman has been so adamant in his position on defending agriculture and the threat of animal rights activism in the state, that he is the first governor in the United States where these activities have gone on to stand up and be bold, be vocal, and to send our message out across the state to anybody willing to listen. And so to that, we are extremely grateful for him in making that strong stance in our behalf.
I know the governor, as you said, has been very vocal, saying, you know, we're not going to compromise on this. We're not going to negotiate. Is that the stance of your coalition as well?
Well, obviously, we would want to see what's being proposed, because it could come in the form of a puppy mill bill. it could come in the form of a ban on some type of hunting, like happened in Michigan, where dove hunting was banned in efforts with some of these animal rights groups. It could be on agriculture. And so based on that, we don't know what it is, but nonetheless, our effort right now is to educate people and make sure that they know that these threats can come in many different forms. And so one of the key things that Nebraskans need to know about this is, as we look at what we have on the books in statute and state law, in 1990, Nebraska passed the first animal cruelty statute. Since that time, we have amended state statutes, either in companion animal, equine, or livestock cruelty statutes 10 times. And there's currently a bill still sitting in Senator Carlson's Ag Committee that looks to be passed when the senators come back into session in January. So even by some of these animal rights groups, we have a good track record of making sure that people are mindful and do the right thing. And if they don't, they're going to suffer the consequences. So we've got an excellent track record in Nebraska on recognizing the need for people to follow the law, and statutes are in place to that means.
The state of Ohio tried to go on the offensive on this issue and form their own livestock care standards board. Has there been discussion of possibly looking at that?
We are very comfortable, as the five groups individually and also collectively as we support ag. As Nebraska has such a strong reliance on agriculture, we're lucky that we recognize that in state government, and Director Ibaugh is a great man in place in terms of the state vet, Dr. Dennis Hughes, and his predecessors were also very proactive. So we feel it's already in place for the process to work, for people to do the right thing in conjunction with state government, primarily the Department of Agriculture. So right now, and I would assume into the long future, that we will rely upon those people at the Department of Ag to be the standard to which we hold people and producers to taking care of their animals. So no, we would not be in favor of animal care standards, because essentially it exists in the Department of Ag currently.
Any sense of where public opinion is in the state? We just had results of a rural poll released by the university yesterday, and as I read through it, it seems like there's still a lot of confusion about just what animal welfare means.
And that's true. That's the probably the cornerstone of our education process, is to let people know the difference between animal welfare and animal rights. And so that is the first thing that we make a clear distinction between those two, because they have huge differences when you get down to it in terms of what producers do and taking care of God's creatures, as opposed to what somebody that believes in animal rights, which is essentially to give them legal standing. And so that's the bottom line when we talk to people of how we try to educate them. In terms of knowing what that poll means and all the individual questions and how far-reaching it is, and I know it was conducted by the university, the only thing I can go off from a firsthand experience is what I've seen as we've gone across the state and shared our efforts here in the beginning of what we're doing as we support ag, and that is the vast majority of people out there are firmly in our camp and understand the value of agriculture and trust their neighbors in the farm community to take care of their animals. So that's been very, very appreciative from our perspective of on how well we've been received and what people know of their neighbors taking care of animals.
Do you have any specific polling that you've done yourself in any way?
We have not. So our effort right now is solely based to get out there and inform people of our efforts and go forward from there. So that's not something we're looking at doing right now.